89 WCTR, the greatest hits of all time. More or less, the Riverside Unique Window Front Studio, affectionately known as the Fishbowl. Nice to see some of our friends and neighbors wandering by and waving through the window today.
Absolutely, yeah. Love being downtown.
Friday morning, of course, and that's what we do, and it gives us an opportunity to talk to people like this person right here, which is Genevieve Croker from Rebuilding
Hi.
Together, the executive director. Hello.
Good morning. How are y'all this morning?
It's so good to see you, and I know you're here because you have some exciting news. There are two specific programs that you're up to right now that we'd like to talk about.
That's correct. We have a Tangled Title program that is funded through Wells Fargo. This is a pilot program to try to help folks to clear up tangled titles. And that can be a confusing term. It's also known as heirs property. But essentially, if you're living in a home and the previous owner has passed away, leaving it to you, but the paperwork hasn't been done, that may affect your legal ownership status. So we'd like to try and help you out. In particular, we're looking for people that need some home repairs as well, because as you know, that's what Rebuilding Together does, is free critical home repairs for income.
And we see you guys everywhere. I mean, you are just busy as can be.
It feels that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do have a lot going on. I think I'm sending out about 7 letters on Monday to homeowners to let them know we're taking on some of their repairs. So if you're a contractor, I do have money to pay contractors to do some of our repairs, and we would love to hear from you at info@rtkc.org.
Let's talk a little bit about Tangled Title, because a lot of folks don't know what that title means.
Yeah.
What is that specifically referred to?
So essentially, there are a lot of folks in our community who, as I mentioned, their parents may have passed away and left them the home, but they haven't gone through the legal process of recording a new deed with their name on it, which means, for all intents and purposes, they don't own the home. They may be paying the property taxes and doing the upkeep, but if they were to apply for a home equity loan or for my repair services, I wouldn't be able to help until their paperwork was straightened out. So we would really like to clear some of those titles up for people, and that also matters if in the future they intend to sell the house.
Right.
So it's really critical.
Because someone can just show up out of nowhere and it's like, hey, I have an ownership stake in this property.
Right.
So you want to be sure that your name is on your property. And sometimes that can be costly and protracted and can result in legal battles and other potential unseen complications.
And we can't actually step in. You know, if you're fighting with your siblings over something, that's not a good fit for our program. What we're looking for is a situation where no one's really disputing the ownership, but you just need to do the paperwork. And that can be costly, but we're able to open up one estate in order to do that. So if you think you're in that situation, go ahead and give our office a call.
Okay.
Well, and the other point and piece to this is that you kind of touched on is that maybe there are some repairs that you need to do that are to make the home safe.
Correct.
For you, but you don't have the money and you don't have the ownership.
Right.
And you guys can't help until the ownership is cleared up.
No, we do owner-occupied home repairs, and it is our grant requirements that limit us to those criteria. So it is very important for us to keep those federal and state resources coming into Kent County to be sure we're doing our due diligence.
Right. And there is a huge need in the area.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, as a growing organization, of course, you're always looking for new talent to join you, and I understand you have an opening now.
We sure do. We're seeking a full-time program coordinator. This person will actually be the main client-facing person on the staff, so you get the opportunity to visit our neighbors in their home, get a sense of what kind of safety concerns that they have or other concerns related to their house, and then really help us to make sure we can move forward efficiently with these repairs once they're selected, whether they're done by volunteers or contractors. So it's a very important role, and there is room for growth in the role. I can't offer a huge salary right now, but I do look for new resources all the time, and it's just such a critical need in our community. So if you're oriented that way to serve your neighbors, then we would love to hear from you.
I think that's an excellent point to bring out, too, because sometimes it's not just about the salary. It's about what your lifestyle is, what you're doing to give back. You can feel good about what you do for a living. So it gives you so many other rewards other than financial.
Yes, I mean, there are the intrinsic benefits to the nonprofit sector, and we do hang on to that thought when we take home our paycheck every month.
I was putting a smiley face on it there, that's
yes,
for sure.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Is there anything else that we haven't mentioned that you'd like the public to know? And my final question to you would be, how can we as a public support Rebuilding Together?
Oh, thank you. Well, the other thing to keep in mind is you'll be hearing more about this soon, but we are having a housing survey. We're conducting a survey of the entire housing stock in Kent County. And so please stay tuned for information about how you can participate in that. And then in terms of support, we're looking for volunteers. We always accept cash gifts and stock gifts, actually. We're set up for that as well. And if you aren't comfortable with construction, well, the housing survey is a great way to get involved because we are going to use community volunteers to administer that survey. So at any point, please call 410-778-4544 to learn more about how you can get involved.
That's great. And we have at WCTR.com, look for the Rebuilding Together banner there, too, for additional information and QR codes that take you where you need to go. Genevieve, will you please come back and update us?
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.